Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Government's falling short on closing the gap commitments. With that, we're going to talk to the Commissioner, Romney Mokak, on the line. Romney, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trev. Good to be yarning with you today.
Thank you very much for coming to the program, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yes, I'm Jugan. My mob are from the West Kimberley, Broome. But I'm ringing in today from Ngunnawal Ngambri country, cold Canberra.
Cold Canberra. All right, brother. Thinking of you up here in Cairns. Now, government's falling short on closing the gap commitments. So the report has come out. Where are we sitting? How are we sitting, Romley?
Well, it's not sitting that well, Trev. And what I might do for your listeners is just to talk a little bit about the agreement and the Productivity Commission role. So we have a role in reviewing the National Agreement on Closing the Gap. This agreement was negotiated 3 years ago, back in 2020, between all governments, and including local government, and the Coalition of Aboriginal Peak Organisations, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Peak Organisations.
Yes.
So our review, we put out a draft report today, so we want people to have a look at where we've come to and give us feedback. But what we landed on, our findings are basically that government are continuing to do business as usual in their work with our mob. Mm. So what we haven't seen is the commitments that were made by governments in the agreement being moved at a speed or a scale or a size that one would expect in order for things to shift and change around and bring about better outcomes.
It would sound like a broken record, don't we? I mean, if you're put into a job, your job is to complete the job, complete the project. And this is not happening, is it? Isn't it?
Well, this is essentially what we're shining a light on in this report,
yes.
Trev.
Okay.
That within the agreement, there are four things that governments have committed to. These are their own commitments.
Yep.
In the agreement with the Coalition of Peaks. The first one is that they have to share power. Mm. So shared decision making and partnership with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The second is building, strengthening the Aboriginal community control sector.
Okay.
The third really important one is that governments have to change the way they do business.
Yeah.
They have to transform. It's called transforming government, the way that government operates. And within that one, it quite explicitly speaks to governments identifying and tackling racism, being more culturally capable and more culturally safe, and a whole body of things. And the last priority under this agreement is that governments should be sharing data, information with our mob so that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities can work out what their priorities are, what their needs are, and their solutions to those priorities that they want to move on. And they've got the data to track whether they've got making progress. So I wanted to spend a bit of time on those four reform areas that all governments have signed up to.
Yes.
We're not seeing a great deal happening across all four of them.
Romley, it's either incompetent or care factor zero is what I'm picking up.
Well, look, I'm trying to be more generous, Trevin,
okay,
saying
yes.
that sometimes governments just don't know what they don't know.
Sure.
Nor have they necessarily done the hard thinking and the hard work to work out how they go about business, what is it that they need to do with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and then putting in place the actions and the accountabilities to get the job done, if you like. And so these things are not necessarily new. They're not necessarily easy.
Yes.
But the point that I would make here is that every government in this country, Australia, have signed up. These are their own commitments.
Yeah.
They've signed up, and they need to be held to account by the public, general public, Aboriginal people, the wider population.
Well, that's the agreement, isn't it, Romley? That's the agreement.
That is the agreement, and governments have signed on to that agreement.
Yes.
The way that I put it is that they're the government's priorities. They're the government's commitment.
Exactly.
That they've made with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Well, and if they don't live up or act on the agreement, then they're not doing their job.
Well, you could say that. What I should say, Trev, is that there are pockets of progress. Some governments are trying to do different things. They might be changing funding contracts, for example, with Aboriginal organisations, extending the time of that funding contract, making it a bit more flexible. They might be, working in a way which tries to kind of have the conversation start early in the piece rather than our mob just having to react and respond at the government timeframe. Some are doing bits and pieces.
Sure.
But overall, when we're thinking about in terms of systems, when you think about the whole system moving, we're not seeing enough of that in order for the whole system to move.
Romley, nothing beats black on black. So we're talking about protégés, if that's the case. Having black people working under the so-called governments in those positions to hand the reins over, if not, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, look, my hat goes off to all of our black brothers and sisters who are working in the public sector.
Yes.
I do want to say that, Trev.
Okay, okay.
It's a tough job, and they're working for our communities from within.
Okay.
But what we've got to do, what governments have got to do, are a couple of things. One is that they have to value that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have the knowledge and have the solutions.
Yes.
And they've got to give up a bit of power. In fact, a whole lot of power, and they've made this commitment, shared decision-making. So they've got to give up some power in order for those ideas, the innovation, the solutions to come forth in a proper and full way, building trust with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people along the way, and then delivering and being accountable for the size, the speed, the scale of that delivery.
Yes.
This is not a newly identified account of governments working with our mob.
Yep.
But coming from the Productivity Commission, Productivity Commission is an independent statutory body. We've done the hard work in over a year, talking to a whole lot of people, government, non-government, but most importantly, our mob. We've had about 120 meetings across the country with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisations and communities of the 180. So you can see that two-thirds of those meetings have been with our mob.
Sure.
And these are the things that we've heard.
Yeah, fantastic. Front and centre. So when ego gets in the way of progression, you need to take progression. Leave the ego at the door. They need to act, And well done is better than well said. We need action, action, action. And we need to adhere to the agreement and finish the project. Closing the gap, like I said, we sound like broken records. So with that, Romney, let me ask you this. The voice to Parliament, would that be a vehicle? Would that be a tool?
Well, Trev, the Commission does not have a view, will not express a view on the voice to Parliament, the national voice.
Sure, okay.
And that's because ultimately this is a decision for the people of this country, Australia.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But what I will say is that if mob want to have a look at the report, we've talked about how the landscape has changed since the agreement was signed back in 2020. So now we have a proposal for a voice to Parliament at the national level. We've got a legislated proposal in South Australia for a voice. We've got truth and treaty processes happening in a range of states, including Queensland. And our view is that all of these pieces of architecture, whatever they might end up being, because there will be variability across the nation, different states, different territories, but whatever they might look like, these Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander organisations or bodies will have a role in keeping governments to account. And so what we're saying essentially is the national agreement still stands. These are commitments that all governments have made, but there's the emergence of these other bodies that will be complementary to the national agreement. And all of that, all of those systems will be speaking for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and holding governments to account.
Well, as we as you stated, Coalition and the of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peak organisations 2020, and there was the agreement held, and the government signed on to that agreement, but we're still falling short in regarding closing the gap commitment. So we've got to get more meat on the bone. Got to get more focus. Got to get show more action. The government needs to do. Because, well, they're not doing their job and they're getting paid to do a job. Go figure.
Yep. You made the point earlier about action, not just words. Trev. So the words are in the agreement. Those words need to jump off the page and move more swiftly beyond this business as usual approach, which is what our main finding is. The things just, apart from kind of pockets of commitment and action and willingness to work in different ways, in the main, it's business as business as usual across any number of governments.
So how do how can the constituents of this country, black and white, find this report? Where do they find the report, the outcome?
So just to the Productivity Commission website, just if you Google www.pc.gov.au, that'll get you there, or just, you know, review of the National Agreement on Closing the Gap. And if anyone, you know, wants to put in a submission or... I know that our mob are really burdened with a whole lot of stuff.
Not just now, but
not burdened. That sounds negative. Sure. We've got a whole lot of stuff that we need to attend to, whether it's family or community or just the general politic.
Paying the bills, whatever.
So I'm conscious. I am conscious that people might have a view, but they don't express it into the commission.
You welcome the views, don't you?
Welcome our mob's views in whatever form. You can make an oral submission, so just ring up and speak, or just make a brief comment, like a couple of sentences, or a submission, like however long and whatever focus. We've got a bunch of questions, Trev, in the draft report. That might give some guidance to people. We really want to focus on accountability. How do we keep governments to be accountable for what they've committed to?
And our feedback is a powerful tool for that to happen.
Well, it's more than powerful. We need to hear from our mob.
Yeah.
But if people can put it in a publicly accessible submission, if they put it through our submission process, then we have the potential to use it in our final report that we'll give to government in December.
All right, fantastic.
We'll give to the Joint Council on Closing the Gap, representing all governments and the Coalition of Peaks.
Commissioner Romley, MOCAC, thank you very much, my brother. Please do keep in touch and look, great work and shedding light on the government's falling short on closing the gap commitments and need to step up. So thank you very much and we'll yarn soon, my brother.
Trev, thank you. Always good to have a yarn with you and, you know, I'm just dreaming of what it might be like up in far north Queensland when it's below zero in Canberra.
You stay warm, brother.
All right, bud.
Take care, brother.
Thanks for that.
Bye-bye.
Okay, see ya.
Beautiful yarn there, and that's Commissioner Romney Mokak. Look, talking about the report has come through. Government's falling short on closing the gap commitments. So, like I said, sound like a broken record, but things don't change if things don't change. But look, you can add to the conversation and give your thoughts on that. And the government have got a job to do. They've signed on for the agreement to do so. And they're not just doing their job. If they haven't closed the gap, then they're not doing their job. And they're getting paid to do a job. So go figure. But check it out, the webpage in regard to the agreement and the commission. And have your say. Add to the conversation. That'll be a powerful tool. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbleybrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob too, Deadly.
Hey, mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
This is dedicated to the family and friends that didn't get to see us make it to this point. To the family and friends that have supported us from day one. We thank you. Shout out. Birds loop.
4077.
Trees loop. Stars loop. Where you at?
Many years ago, but most of you know, I was out of control, never listened to what I was told. And one time, I went to Indrapilly, did something silly.
Oh, really?
TFSFCBN, me. Had a little fun with the hottie word, cruising through the Brisbane suburbs, looking for a snatch on the way home. Oh, no, ninging eyes on my back. Oh, yes, we crashed.
Were you going too fast?
I don't know, I'm having flashbacks, thinking about all the things that I done, going all night, coming back to the morning sun. I'm with Fred Richie, tagging on train lines. Pack, paw, pool. I'm high, I see the demons in my eyes.
It's time to ride.
Today we stand as one tribe. Fill your glasses up, raise them to the sky.
And all is still the same.
Ain't nothing changed.
And I'll be a YZB the game. Rolling around the neighborhood, always up to no good. And if you don't recognize, then you should. And all is still the same.
Ain't nothing changed.
And I'll be a YZB the game. Rolling around the neighborhood, always up to no good. And if you don't recognize, then you should.
It's really changed in our hood, I wish it never would. We freestyle with juveniles that are up to no good. Never fold, too hot to handle, too cold to hold. DCP and aim on me, on a mission for the gold. The dough, the bread, the cash, pass the hash fast. See the D's and make a dash, laugh, I'm going in the flash.
That's how it's done, son.
Spot a bully man and run us fun till you're staring down the barrel of a gun. Brutality is a cold reality. Gradually, tragedy changes your mentality. Profanity becomes a part of your personality. The strategy is not to lose your only bit of sanity.
Huh?
We want mob from friends to family, so understandably I carry on the name like it married me. Actively causing chaos with catastrophe, practically telling you that's the way it has to be.
And all is still the same.
Ain't nothing changed.
And I'll be a YZB the gang. Rolling around the neighborhood, always up to no good. And if you don't recognize, then you should. And all is still the same.
Ain't nothing changed.
And I'll be a YZB the gang. Rolling around the neighborhood, always up to no good. And if you don't recognize, then you should.
Indigenous intruders, that's our name.
Sex, drugs, grog, money, that's just part of the game.
It's all the same, every B.O.Y.'s is on a mission.
Mission to make something go missing, it's a competition.
Hey, it's an olive oil tradition, so listen.
Blaze up and pump your system.
With the screwy in the ignition, burning rubber, watch your smoke go in the air.
Throw your hands up like you just don't care.
Oh yeah, putting it down for my boys, we be keeping it real. Doing the deals, love the dope to steal for a meal, for real.
It happens every day in INALA, getting charged, getting wrecked, and blowing up payday.
From Monday to Friday, I'm sent to get an education, but my communication with administration causes irritation, aggravation. Trying to stop this creation ever fading.
Those who live but know the situation.
And all is still the same.
Ain't nothing changed.
And all will be a YZB the gang. Rolling around the neighborhood, always up to no good. And if you don't recognize, then you should. And all is still the same.
Ain't nothing changed.
And all will be a YZB the gang. Rolling around the neighborhood, always up to no good. And if you don't recognize, then you should.
Still the same.
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 Ain't nothing changed.
Still the same.
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 Ain't nothing changed.
We still the same.
Still the same.
Still the same.
Still the same.
Still the same. Ain't nothing changed.
Still the same.
Still the same.
patiently waiting for someone I ain't never seen before to say he's a captain of men, but they believe in our love. From the land of the white skin, he's self-righteous, a murderer without license. With the spear, I'm the nicest, thinking that I might just wait till night hits. Then I move in silence,
over my land.
When the moon at its highest,
nobody,
and my soul is defined.
I'm
consumed by desire to kill. Any white devil wanna test my will, then he finna get burnt by the fire I feel. Look him in the eye and hold his spirit still. He's hoping I don't catch him, but I know I will.
Standing on the shoreline,
Cookman coming.
Mother wanna cross mine,
wanna take it from me.
Fire in my eye,
but we ain't running.
Wanna murder, let's ride.
Say that it came in peace, but our blood still stains the beach. Roll the dice, we gon' play for keeps. The sacred place ain't a place to preach.
No, no, no.
No white faith and a black belief.
No, no, no.
Better pray that our spears don't reach. He's cold, white, hot, I'ma make it bleed. Leading to the first fleet, sicker than disease that he bring from overseas. No matter where you flee, I will always be. In the darkest of night, your descendant will see me.
Standing on the shoreline,
coming, coming.
Mother wanna cross mine,
wanna take it from me.
Fire in my eye,
but we ain't running.
Wanna murder, let's ride.
Deadly Mob, welcome back to your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, have you say your mob too, Deadly. And a big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this Deadly country of ours, Deadly Black Network, and keep going with the Deadly yarns and all the stories. Stay tuned, your Deadly program, National Talk Black. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn. I think we've got Luke Hines on the line, function nutritionist and health coach. Gym loving Aussies confused on a macro scale. So that's a yarn we're going to have there. And I believe we've got Luke on the line. Luke, good morning. How are you?
How are you, Trev? You good?
I'm well, brother. How are you going?
Very, very good. Thanks. Looking forward to our chat.
Yeah, good, good. Where are you based, Luke?
Northern Rivers, up near the border.
Melbourne. Freezing Melbourne. I'm in Cairns, far north Queensland. Singlet and football shorts, brother.
Oh, mate, that's where it's at, brother. I love it.
All right, there you go, brother. So I don't want to chuck that in your face, but here it is. So, look, can you tell us more about the research findings, Mr. Fitness Coach?
Yeah, so my fitness pal has recently commissioned a study when it comes to getting enough protein, and it turns out only 25% of Aussies, firstly, know how much protein they should be having in a day, and then staggeringly, 3 out of 4 don't even know where to begin when it comes to even tracking how much they should be having.
So are we talking weighing food? Are we talking scaling? Are we talking reading the fine print on the back of a package? All the above?
Look, all of those things can be a massive help when it comes to achieving health and fitness goals. But what we're saying is, and it doesn't have to be forever, but if you download the app, right, it's free to do, and you can put in how much exercise you're doing, and you can put in what food you're having throughout the day, and it doesn't have to be over the top, but at the end of the day, you can get a really good gauge of how much protein you're having along with the other macros, which are healthy fats and carbohydrates. And if you look at it at the end of the day and go, oh, now I know why I might not be hitting the gym as good as I could be, or I've not got the energy in the morning when I wake up, or I'm hitting that 3 p.m. slump where I'm reaching for something sweet. Knowledge is power. So if you start tracking with MyFitnessPal, you're going to go, okay, I know what to do now to be the best version, you know, the best Trev that I could possibly be.
Sure, sure. And they say knowledge is power. Well, in actual fact, it's potential power. You still got to act on it too, don't you?
Yeah, mate, you've got to action it. Exactly. You know, with great power comes responsibility. And if you start to work out what you should be doing to thrive inside and out, take action. Doesn't have to be extreme. A walk every day, hit the gym occasionally, do some body weight exercises.
Sure.
But most of all, get in the kitchen, up your protein.
Well, this other saying I run with Luke is too much couch, not enough ouch. You know what I mean? We've got to get off it and get on with it. You know what I mean? So when you look at it, but it's got to be a balanced thing, because if you're going crazy in the gym, but then you're eating fatty foods and you know, you're hitting all the no good stuff, it doesn't balance out. You know, it's a diet thing as well. It's very important what you're putting in your body.
Massively. There's a saying that I love to whip out in moments like this, whereas you can't out-train a bad diet. No matter how hard you think you're going in the gym, putting in that ouch, if you eat crap and you don't look at what you're eating, you're never going to achieve the results.
Sure, exactly. So it is a balanced technique, all aspects, intake of food, movement, exercise, and also the drinking, the smoking, all the yucky stuff as well.
Mate, exactly, and there's never been a better reminder. There's a lot of people who will be sitting in their cars, maybe listening to this, and they've always thought, hey, I should eat better, I should go to the gym tonight, and they always put it off. This is your sign.
Yeah.
This is your sign. Don't wait for anything else.
Exactly. Now, why is it important for Aussies to know how to track their protein intake?
Well, I think we all think we know it all sometimes when it comes to certain things, and, oh, yeah, I eat well, and I do this, and I do that. But until you start putting your food in MyFitnessPal, you're not going to actually truly understand. And even me, I'm a personal trainer and functional nutritionist, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing. But when you actually start putting the fine details in, you see where little bits of discretionary foods and lack of protein sneak in. And at the end of the day, you go, oh, maybe I didn't need all of that. Or, hey, maybe I need more of that so that I feel fuller for longer. Or how can I make sure that I'm not hungry in the afternoon, or meal prep, or have something ready to go when I run out the door in the morning?
Sure, sure, sure. And there's so many diets out there, and, you know, and not all of them work in regards to, well, they reckon the first three letters of the word diet is diet.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because the one thing that the app does really well is it approaches the whole no-size-fits-all approach, which means you put in your height, your weight, your gender, your activity level, and your age, and it really gives you a tailored approach to what you should be having for your activity, your lifestyle, your goals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, your app is called MyFitnessPal?
Yeah, MyFitnessPal. It's the number one worldwide nutrition and food tracking app.
Good.
And it's free to download. You can get it from anywhere you get good apps. And you can actually start right now, and at the end of the day go, hey, Luke was right. I need more protein.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Fantastic. So how does protein intake impact health and fitness goals?
So when we go to the gym or do any form of exercise, we're tearing muscle fibers, essentially. And it's what we do after the gym or the exercise that counts when we rebuild and repair. So that's obviously rest, good quality sleep, and, of course, protein. Protein is made up of amino acids, and those amino acids are what repair muscles, bones, tissues, and help our body function. They keep us going and moving every day and doing all the things, whether it's picking up a box or picking up the kids. They keep us going. So that's why we need protein. And it keeps us feeling fuller for longer. So if you start your day with something that's protein-rich, mid-morning, you're less likely to reach for something a little bit cheeky.
Sure. So explain some of the proteins intake.
All right. So for someone who celebrates abundance of different foods, including animal protein, I'm talking eggs, poultry, seafood, red meat. They're all fantastic sources. But if you're more in the plant-based realm, you might want to think about beans, legumes, pulses. We've got chickpeas, lentils, black beans. an abundance of ingredients in the plant world as well.
All right, fantastic. Now, people have their different ways of eating. I heard once that in the morning, breakfast, eat like a king, lunchtime like a pauper, and then like a prince, and then a pauper at dinner time. Would that be a good case, or just smaller meals?
It can help. It can help people. There's been studies for every which direction diet and when you eat. But my key is don't overcomplicate it.
Okay.
If that works for you, great. But if it doesn't, just get the quality ingredients in however you can.
Okay. And otherwise, five meals a day, but hand size. I heard that.
Yeah, you know what? Grazing can help people too, because if you just stuff your face with a massive meal, there's only so much you can digest, especially when it comes to absorbing nutrients.
Yeah.
Whereas there's a lot of research out there about having smaller meals more often that'll keep you fuller, and then you're less likely to have the crap.
Okay, beautiful. So MyFitnessPal, that's the app. Download for free. Anybody can do it. And it's all a life is choices, isn't it, Luke?
Yeah, and you can start today. Make some positive change.
Fitness coach, thank you very much. Luke Hines, you keep smiling. Take care. Stay warm. And we'll yarn soon, brother.
Thank you. Sister, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Adela Yarn there. Luke Hines, his name is fitness coach. Now, he's got there's a new app out there, MyFitnessPal, so do check it out. And if you're not into fitness, download the app anyway. And so when you're ready, when your mind clicks over, think, I need to start doing something, well, you got the app there. So there it is. Act on that at least. And then once you got the app, it may push you to act further and look after your health and your body. I say, Murray got a furniture disease. My chest dropped in my drawers. I've got to get my drawers back up to my chest. Got a little bit of pot belly, so you better get busy with it. So there it is. I'll download this app. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
If only you could see what this all means.
Let's talk about
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Brother Walker.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
I stand with you in the room.
Let's talk about it. Yeah.
We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life worth, but they don't wanna believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited? Disinheritance took the privilege, y'all took the wealth. Took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga. New day seems nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockup, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Look, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it.
Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me to become complacent. Now she showed me love and her heart is so amazing. So I'ma push it forward, praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and that walk on by. For the lies that they preach us, the violence, silent agreements, the pride and deceit. My willingness to believe for the nightmare that this done dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming of better ways, of a better day and some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years, nothing. We push above where we are, it ain't hard if we all get the courage to get up and get involved with a little bit of love. Come on.
If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matters.
Baby.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
about it. Family. Look.
Your Black Lives Matter.
Deadly track there. That's our Party with Christine Anu. Big shout out, sister. Hope you're well. This is your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All right, news. Let's look at the news. ABC News. Sad here, a third person charged with the alleged murder of well-known Arakoon leader B. Martin has appeared in court in North Queensland. B. Martin was fatally stabbed while visiting Townsville on July 12. Mr. Martin was a well-respected leader in the Indigenous community of Arakoon in far North Queensland. A third person, Damien Scott Leaney, has been charged with murder and other offences. And Mr. Martin was fatally stabbed in an address in Railway Estate on July 12. A police spokesperson said Mr. Martin sustained a stab wound to his chest and was seriously assaulted shortly after 4:30 a.m. He passed away at the scene and detectives launched Operation Victor Madrox into the alleged homicide. Police initially charged Jensen charged gentleman, Candace Greer, 32, who with murder before also charging Beach Home and Daniel John Hook, 37, a week later. A third person, Mount Louisa man, Damon Scott Leaney, was arrested by officers from the Townsville Tactical Crime Squad as he left the car on Wednesday. And a search of the car allegedly found a handgun and a quantity of drugs and money. Mr. Laney, 24, is also charged with deprivation of liberty and entering a dwelling with intent at night in company and threatening violence. His matter was heard in the Townsville Magistrate Court on Thursday. And the police prosecutor told Magistrate Ross Mack that Mr. Laney was currently in custody in the Townsville Police Watch House. Condolences going out to the family and thinking of the family. Prayers and thoughts are with you. That's the news there with Mr. B. Martin. Other news there we have is Tony Abbott says the NIAA disperses $30 billion a year on Indigenous program. Is that correct? Checkmate is a weekly newsletter from RIMIT, RMIT, Fact Lab, recapping the latest in the world of fast-checking and misinformation. It draws on the work of research and journalists at Fact Lab, including its cross-check unit and of its sister organization. Checkmate, July 28, 2023. This week we debunk a claim made by former Prime Minister Tony Abbott that the National Indigenous Australians Agency, a registered target for misinformation about the Voice to Parliament, disperses $30 billion funding each year. We also tackle several false claims contained in an unauthorised no pamphlet being shared online, and revisit a persistent myth that the Voice will constitute a third chamber of Parliament. No, the NIA doesn't spend $30 billion a year on Indigenous programs. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott made a claim about funding dispersed by the NIA in a radio interview. In the lead up to this year's Voice to Parliament referendum, National Indigenous Voice Agency, NIAA, has become a lightning rod for misinformation, including bogus claims that it helped author a secret list of demands for the Voice to implement. The executive agency, which provides advice to the Prime Minister and Minister for Indigenous Australians, is tasked with coordinating the federal government's service delivery and policies with respect to First Nations Australians, leading some to wrongly equate it with the proposed Voice, despite clear differences in its role, composition and independence. During a radio interview with 2GB's Ben Fordham this week, former Prime Minister Tony Abbott also name-checked the NIAA, citing the hundreds of people working for the agency in Canberra as among the reason a Voice was not needed. He then claimed that the agency disperses something like $30 billion a year on various Indigenous programs. Mr. Abbott's comments echoed similar claims on social media that dedicated Indigenous bodies such as NIAA were collectively funded to the tune of $30 billion plus dollars. Voice to Parliament tip line, send any suspect claims about the Voice to Parliament online. You can alert RMITA, Fact Lab's cross-check unit, at factlab.tipline@rmit.edu.au. However, in a statement to Checkmate, a spokesperson for the NIAA said it has never administered funding for $30 billion per annum. Instead, budget portfolio statements for the agency, which has only existed since 2019, revealed that it had a total budget of $4.5 billion in 2022-23, which was higher than in previous years. The spokesman said that the NIAA administration programs through the Indigenous Advancement Strategy, IAS, and had provided grant funding from the IAS of $1.6 billion in the 2023 financial year. As the government funded more broadly, Checkmate was unable to find any reports of data dealing directly with total spending on dedicated Indigenous bodies. Rather than the $30 billion figure, it appears to have come from the Productivity Commission's most recent Indigenous expenditure report published in 2017, which provides a breakdown of total direct expenditure on First Nation Australians. So there it is. Seek the information and you'll get the information. That's what it's all about. Have your say. Yarn up strong. 9 minutes left on National Talk Black. All ears here on your daily program. 1-800-422-416. Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
To recognize the ignition of this nation, to indigenize history's information. O is to overcome the obstaculization. N is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize from the past the injustices, recognizing the cost of what they did to our ancestors, recognizing the pain that was felt and that was fought, recognizing the distance from putting change into thought, recognizing the sacrifice it takes to break a war, recognizing the names of our elders up on the wall, recognizing the fathers, how they passed down to their sons, recognizing don't be the bullet, be the gun, son. I to indigenize information on the board. I to indigenize situations from afar. O is to overcome the obstacles of life, overgliding like I was Greg Inglis in full flight. N is to nationalize this recognition in our nation, nationalize through education, reconciliation. Takes a generation to lead the nation. From the beginning, we're still here like the Southern Cross Constellation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. I to indigenize history's information. O is to overcome the obstaculization. N is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize the ignition of this nation. I to indigenize history's information. O is to overcome the obstaculization. N is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize we were sold when we were bought. Recognizing the history the children were never taught. I to indigenize the way that we teach. Indigenize the way that our kids perceive the streets. Indigenize to debate the facts with no lies. Indigenize the amount of our constitutional rights. Intruding on conversations about our culture when it's white. Intrudenize the intentions of turning day into night. I to identify there's no law for sniffing paint. I to identify institutionalized hate. Oh, it's to overcome a government that waits. Overcome the odds like you're a halo above the saint before it's too late. Remember, live before you take. Override the hate like you a blade deciding fate. And it's for nowhere near never giving up. It's like you're taking the very last sip from the very queen's cup. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. I to indigenize history's information. Hope is to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize the ignition of this nation. I to indigenize history's information. Hope is to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize. I to indigenize. O is to overcome. N is to nationalize. R is to recognize. I to indigenize. O is to overcome. N is to nationalize.
Get it,
Beautiful sound there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev Murray from the Courier about to sign up for today's program. I thank you very much for your company, your mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and keep it going deadly, your mob. And big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this country of ours too, Daily Black Network, and taking all our stories, all our yarns, and putting it across the airwaves, which is fantastic. Voice for our people. Voice to Parliament? No, voice to our people. We're talking radio and that's all we're talking, but voice to Parliament is around the corner. You mob, thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. I've got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. So wait out for that, and a big shout to the NERS team. Thank you for your company, mob.